the only thing that had not been destroyed was my heart. So, through the process of elimination, we had deduced that I would die if my heart were removed from my body. My stupid mortal heart was my weakness.
Yes, I know that.
His fingers pressed harder, digging into my chest. I didn't scream. I wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
Then why did you hesitate?
Lie. I couldn't tell him the real reason.
Remember that I love you.
If he thought for a second that I prioritized anyone above him or his cause, he would end me here and now. Because he has a family. By killing him, you are only creating more enemies for yourself. It's a complication with how close you are. He held my gaze for what felt like eons before his eyes melted back to their hazel shade, and he released his hold on my hair. I felt his fingers ease from my chest, and he slid his hand from beneath my dress. He gripped my hips and spun me to face him so quickly that I almost fell to the side. His body pressed into mine as he leaned forward.
You care for me?
Yes. I reached up, rubbing a hand over my chest. The skin had healed, but the wet stain of blood coated my fingers. It wasn't a complete lie. I had cared for Caden in the beginning, until a few hundred years of excusing his behavior had grown old. He had never shared his secrets with me, but I knew there were parts of Caden that were deeply damaged, and I felt for him. Caden wasn't always as vile as he seemed. There were moments, fragments at least, where I could see something deeper within him. Something in his past had turned him jaded, cold, and vicious. So yes, I cared for him, but it was never love. It wasn't like those stupid movies Gabby insisted on making me watch. It wasn't the emotion the poets wrote sonnets about, or the way forms of literature describe it, but I cared. I would never be free of Caden, and even in this limited way, caring made it easier to stay. His lips brushed my cheek.
Good. Don't hesitate again.
I nodded, my hands still clutching the fabric of my dress. Caden still had me pinned between the sink and his hard body. Let me go. It was a request and a silent demand. One that meant more than where he had me now. One I often dreamed about when the fighting and violent nature of my life got to be too much.